everyone, and welcome to Italian Pod's new culture show.
Ci scusiamo per il ritardo. That actually means...
excuse us, we're late. Sorry, we're late. So it's a very stereotypically Italian phrase, I think, but one that you'll hear and one that pertains especially to travel and trains because yeah, they're always late
this
in Italy.
A big stereotype, but there is a lot of truth in
absolutely,
it.
Lots of truth to
for
it.
Trains,
so,
for trains, there's a bad situation there.
I am Catherine, as I've said, and with me is Marco, and Marco is our resident Italian. I am American.
Ciao, and, everybody.
And this is a new show, so today is kind of an introductory show to talk about what we're going to do here, what we're going to talk about, and to, you know, really encourage you all to write in and tell us what you want to hear.
Well, basically, the main idea, let's talk about, this show's idea is about traveling in Italy. Travel in the more... how do you say it?
Broad sense.
Mm-hmm. So meaning like it's cultural travel.
Right. So we are your guides in this kind of adventure. We're going to talk a little bit about our own experiences and the things that we've had a great time doing or not so great time doing. And
we can say we've been traveling a lot in Italy, right? So we have a lot of experiences where we can share.
And Marco obviously has a very special knowledge being an Italian himself, so he's able to talk about his experiences and maybe the things he takes for granted as an Italian traveling in Italy. And I'm able to take more the foreign perspective and talk about things that I think are strange or bizarre or odd or special about travels in Italy as compared to
my own. Did I tell you the
own.
Time where I had to put a lot of luggage in front and one guy entered the toilet in the train, had to put a lot of luggage in front of the door because he was afraid of the controller, so he asked me to put all my luggage to cover the door.
To block him in?
Yes, to block him in until Naples.
Oh, God.
That was a hell of a
trip. Oh, God. Those toilets are horrible.
We will have even better stories, but...
hopefully not so many about bathrooms, though. I don't know if we want to make that the focus of our show.
No, but trains.
Potty humor with the Italian Pod.
But the life on trains is definitely worth telling because it's full of stories. Trains in Italy, it's... amazingly.
Absolutely.
They are amazingly late, but also amazingly full of stories.
Full of stories, and you know, because they're full of people, and people are pretty strange sometimes. All right, but we're also going to talk a little bit about the places in Italy that we love and that we would like you to know about if you don't, and you to learn a bit more about if you do. So, we've got lots of cities on our list of places to cover and some special facts and
you know
stories
that,
about them.
And if you don't know, you should know that Italy is like as enormous regional differences. Every place you go, you see really, really different things, like starting from the language, but also to the food and the culture in general.
Absolutely. And I think that comes from the fact that, you know, Italy was just kind of broken up into so many different states and duchies and principalities all throughout time until about the 1860s and 70s that like every region has its own identity. And so traveling in Italy, you really get a sense of that because people dress differently, they speak differently, they have different foods. And that's part of the charm of the big boot, I think. You know, my experience in Parma was absolutely different from what I think I would have experienced in your home, Trento, right?
Yeah, probably, yes.
Y'all are Germans up there with your, you know, lederhosen and strudel. Do you have those lederhosen, the leather pants?
In Bozen, in Bolzano, they have them. In Trento, I've never seen them.
But stay tuned for another show.
But I know a shop that they sell them in Trento. Nobody ever wears them in Trento, but I know a shop. So this is another insight I can give you if you're interested in lederhosen. Pass by Trento.
All right. Well, today I would just like to mention that we're going to try and make a little bit of a loop around Italy as we go through this show. So a figurative loop. We're going to start, I think, with Genoa, which I think is a natural starting point because Genoa, you know, has this wonderful history as a port city, an ancient port, and is on the Mediterranean coast.
And recently has been, undergone a very, how do you say, gentrification process. Like the port area now is very, very nice.
Mm-hmm. And Genoa definitely has its own identity and has its very strong history of explorers and traders. And as you know, many of the great explorers have sailed from the port of Genoa.
And it's in Liguria. It's the region is called Liguria, mm-hmm. which is a small and not very, 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 very famous on an international level. But it's very worth seeing a place.
And if you can't go there, check out their food. Italian pesto, I think, is one of the most famous famous things that comes from that area.
ItalianPesto.com.
We should make a new company. ItalianPesto.com. We'll sell you pesto. Cool. It's delicious.
It's a podcast, or what? Anyway,
Genoa, I think, should be the basic focus of our first kind of show.
Okay, and also, like, with the cities and the culture, and we'll also try to bring in, apart from, like, the geographical and
historical,
yeah, issues. So we'll also have, you know, like literature and music all related to the place we are going to talk about and discover in the lessons in the shows.
Right. So there's lots of obviously classical music and opera that comes from Italy, but also some really great, great singers, singer-songwriters, you know, cantautori. Yeah,
contemporary music as well.
Who are maybe lesser known abroad, you know, outside of Italy, who are just wonderful and worth mentioning, and definitely also writers, modernist writers from Italy are you know, really, really important in the world of literature and definitely, like, reflect the places that they come from, they read about.
All right. And finally, I want also to give you some advices on, like, the good restaurants or the good bars that I know. And I think it's a good idea if on the board, on the post place, on the comments place,
The conversation,
everybody could share their information, their favorite restaurant in that city or in that region, so that we could create
a travel community.
Yeah, travel, but also, you know, culture and everything.
No, I think it's a great idea, and I love traveling in Italy, and I love learning about different places to go and foods to eat and things like that. So any information or ideas you have, things you want to see, recipes, photos, songs, authors, whatever, put it on our conversations page, post it to this particular show's page. We just love reading about your experiences, you, our listeners, and we love being able to kind of help create a greater community here at Italian Pod.
So we hope we gave you more or less what the main idea of the show is. And we're going to start next week ready with the Genoa episode.
So we look forward to hearing what you've got to say and any ideas or suggestions you might have. You can check out our site, ItalianPod.com, where there are lots of places to post comments and questions. You can also email us at our email address.
ItalianPod@praxislanguage.com.
All right, so that's going to do it for us today. Hope you've enjoyed this, our introductory lesson, and please keep in touch with us about this newest of our shows. Ciao a tutti.
Ciao.